Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
A happy Wednesday and welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. Today, folks, is when it really starts getting fun in conference tournament week. We already got a bunch of live games going on. Iowa State, Cincinnati, Richmond, and Davidson in a close one in the second half. Virginia, Georgia Tech at halftime. SEC tournament getting ready to tip off. Plenty of college basketball over the next 3 days. We're going to dive into this Big 12 tournament. I'll tell you guys who I like to win this weekend in Kansas City. Also, because of all the games we have going on today, we're going off the glass. I'm giving out about 7 or 8 plays that I like in today's slate. Our guy Chase Kitty going to join us middle of the show. We're going to get Chase's thoughts on college hoops. He's also got a tennis play for us out at Indian Wells as well. And then we got the fifth major in the game of golf, the Players' Championship, teeing off tomorrow. We'll go a little golfing with Glasser on this Wednesday. Before I wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day, a perfect sweep for us yesterday, 3-0. We will try and duplicate that on the show today. As always, you guys can watch, you can listen to us at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube. You can watch us, our live stream on X as well, at the BetMGM Network. Make sure you send in any questions, any comments that you have for us. And if you guys miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, you want to go back and see everything that we talked about, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Wednesday. Glasses in session. We have talked SEC. We have talked Big Ten, ACC, Big East. Let's talk some Big 12. Obviously, this conference tournament has gotten going in Kansas City. Yesterday, we had the first round. Cincinnati defeated Oklahoma State. Colorado with an upset over TCU. We had Kansas State take down Arizona State. And then UCF in the nightcap took down Utah. So we're in the second round. We got Iowa State taking on Cincinnati. Cyclones right now in control, up 9 points last I saw. Colorado's taking on West Virginia today. Kansas State, Baylor. And then you got UCF taking on Kansas. We got a couple plays in some of those games that we'll give out here later on in the show. As for the Big 12, though, as a whole, Houston is your heavy favorite. No surprise there. Minus 110 on BetMGM to win the Big 12 tournament. I've gone back and forth on the Big 12 really the last few days. I've been doing shows on You Better You Bet, BetMGM Tonight. I did my Sunday show inside the betting lines as well, talking about the Big 12 tournament. In the past couple days, I really liked Iowa State in the Big 12. I thought the Cyclones were the team to bet, and I still think that that's probably the best value play is Iowa State at plus 600. The Cyclones were a team that was great last year. They were a 2 seed in March Madness. They bring just about everybody back, get off to a really good start this season. Their only loss in the non-conference early on was to Auburn out in Maui. They lost by 2, and they were up by close to 20 at halftime in that game. Then they get into Big 12 play, and Iowa State's season starts to unravel a little bit. They have injuries. Guys are in and out of the lineup with sickness and illness and all these sort of things. But now they're back, and they're healthy, and they got their whole starting five and their core group of guys. And this is the team that a lot of people thought early on in the season was good enough to win a national championship. Now, they're playing Cincinnati. If they get past them today, then it's BYU tomorrow, which I like because Iowa State lost to BYU pretty recently at home in double overtime. So you know they will want to avenge that loss. And then you get Houston waiting for you potentially in the semifinal round as well. So Iowa State would be a team that I would keep an eye out for. Also on the bottom half of the bracket, I think the Kansas Jayhawks could be worth a look at 11-1 as well. As we know, this is the worst season that Kansas has had under Bill Self in 20-plus years. They're normally a top three seed or higher. This year, they're probably going to be about a 6 or 7 seed, maybe a 5 if they win the Big 12 tournament. We'll see. But obviously, playing there in Kansas City, they're going to get a great home crowd for all of their games. And I think Kansas wants some good momentum heading into the Big 12 tournament, right? They're not used to being in this position. I think they want to find some confidence. They want to feel good about themselves heading into the NCAA tournament next week. So I really expect a good effort from Kansas. They're double-digit favorites today against UCF. If they win that game, they'll take on Arizona, who they beat in the final day of the regular season. Then a potential matchup with Texas Tech. Then you'll likely have to get past Houston in the final. But I think Kansas, Iowa State would maybe be the two value plays for me in the Big 12. At the end of the day, though, I think it's going to be chalk. And I think Houston is going to win the Big 12 for a couple reasons. The first, when you're a team like Houston or Duke or Auburn and you know that you're going to be a number one seed, I think motivation is fair to question, right? You don't know if those teams are truly treating conference tournament week like they're going to treat the NCAA tournament next week, or if teams are kind of just looking ahead. Like Auburn gives me that vibe. They know they're going to be the number one overall seed. They're just kind of ready for next week to get here already. Houston, they only know how to play one way. And Kelvin Sampson teams always give 110%. They fly around the court. They're one of the best defenses in the country. And the fact that they got smoked by Iowa State last year in the Big 12 championship game, I think they're looking to come back this year, make amends for that, and win it. And also, look, Houston's in their second year of the Big 12, right? So they have a chance to win their first ever Big 12 championship game. I think Houston has a lot of reasons to be motivated and play well this week out in Kansas City. So as much as we love betting the 5-1s, the 10-1s, the 20-1s, I do think the Big 12 is going to end up being the number one seed, Houston Cougars at -110 to take it home. So that would be my pick this week out in Kansas City, Houston, to get the job done. All right, make sure on Sunday, as soon as the bracket is announced, you stop what you're doing and you tune in right here to the BetMGM Network for You Better You Bet Countdown to Tip Off with Nick Costos and Brad Evans, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, breaking down the bracket and giving you the edge when the markets open. So make sure you check that out. All right, let's go off the glass, talk about a lot of the games that we have on the slate today. We will start in the ACC tournament, where we have North Carolina, the 5 seed, taking on Notre Dame, the 12 seed. Now, this line, both the spread and the total, very fascinating. North Carolina opened at 7.5 on BetMGM. Now they're up to 10.5. The total has dropped 4 points from 149.5 to 145.5. I think a lot of that being just how low scoring these ACC games have been out in Charlotte. We got another one today in the first half between Georgia Tech and Virginia. North Carolina, though, if you've watched them play the last like 6 or 7 games, have been scoring a bunch of points on everybody. Outside of the Duke game, they pretty much scored 90 points in their last 6 games. So their offense has been on fire, and they have been beating up on teams like Notre Dame. Games where they are favored, games where they are the more talented team. The last like 4 weeks or so, or 3 weeks or so, North Carolina's really been playing good basketball. At 10.5, though, I think this is a buy point on Notre Dame. 7.5, 8.5, you could probably sell me on UNC. I think 10.5, though, is too many points, so I like Notre Dame. I would look at a Notre Dame team total under as well, right? Even though I think the Irish are going to cover the spread, I think 67.5 is too many points. I could see this being like a 70-62, 70-63 kind of game. So I do like Irish team total under 67.5, and I like them with the 10.5 as well. Then out in Nashville, we got Texas and Vandy in the first round in the 12-13 game. I'm going with Texas in the first half at +1.5 against Vanderbilt in this matchup. Something I've been noticing early on with conference tournament week, There are some fishy lines, right? Like TCU Colorado was a fishy line yesterday. You kind of get a couple of these every day in these major conference tournaments. This is certainly one that jumps out at you. Now, if you look at the ratings of both of these teams, they're pretty similar. But I think the perception right now, Vandy knows they're going to be in the tournament. Texas is fighting for their tournament lives. They probably have to win multiple games, if not three. And also the fact that Vandy's playing in their back door. They're playing in Nashville. So you get about a two-point bump. Vandy's 2.5-point favorites. I like the value, though, on Texas in the first half. We'll take them plus 1.5. I think they're leading the game at intermission. Then back to the Big 12, Colorado and West Virginia. Mountaineers are 7.5-point favorites with a total of 127.5. Low total with a big point spread at 7.5. I like Colorado plus the points. West Virginia is a terrific defensive team, number 13 in defensive efficiency according to KenPom, but they can struggle to score the ball at times, and that's the kind of game that Colorado wants to play. The Buffs are not an elite offense by any circumstance. But if a game is ugly and they can muck it up and kind of keep it in the 60s, that's where they want to play. So the fact that the total is as low as it is and it's dropped from 130.5, I like Colorado today, plus the 7.5. Patriot League Tournament Final, one of my favorite bets of the day. I'm riding with Navy, plus 4.5 against American. I would look at some money line in this game as well. Navy took down the top seed in the Patriot League, Bucknell. Now they get the number 2 seed, American. This is one of those conference championship games that is played on campus. So this game will be in D.C. at Bender Arena on the campus of American University. This line has gone up from 2.5 to 4.5. I think the fact it's jumped 2 points is too much. I like Navy. I think they win the game outright, too. You know, they took care of Boston in the quarterfinals. Then they went up to Bucknell, and they pulled off the big upset. American, yes, they've won their first two games. They've looked a little dicey at times, especially in the first half. So Navy has been a good first half team so far in the Patriot League tournament. If they can put some pressure on American, I think Navy could pull off the upset. So I like them plus 4.5 today. Then once again in the Big 12, we got Kansas State and Baylor. I like Kansas State plus 6.5 tonight against Baylor. I think this is too many points. I understand the ratings have this game about 6.5, 7. But honestly, I really don't see much difference between either of these teams. I've not been impressed with Baylor at all this season. They're probably going to end up being in the tournament, but that's a team that I would look to fade in the first round. Kansas State looked pretty good for most of the game yesterday against Arizona State. I think this is a game that they can win outright, but I just think 6.5 is too many points, so I'll take that with Kansas State. Then one of my other favorite plays is going to be in the Big Ten tonight between USC and Rutgers. I like USC on the money line at minus 120. I think a lot of casual people who are just sitting around wanting to bet college basketball are going to look at this matchup, and they're going to think about the fact that Rutgers have two star freshmen that are going to be top five draft picks in Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper, and I think people are going to see a pick 'em, and they're just going to pick Rutgers to win that game. USC, I think, is the better team. Eric Musselman's an excellent coach in March, and I think USC gets the win tonight. So I'll take the Trojans minus 120. Give me Oklahoma plus 3.5 against Georgia. That's just a numbers play for me. I think it's going to be a close game that comes right down the wire. Sooners are squarely on the bubble. Have to win this game against Georgia. So I'll take the desperate team plus the 3.5. And then finally tonight, the nightcap in the Big 12. Give me over 153.5 in Kansas and UCF. Feels like a high total with the Kansas team that's very good on defense and can struggle to score at times on offense. UCF dropped 89 last night. I think that's a high-scoring game, so I'll go over 153.5 in UCF and Kansas. All right, let's go to the Lions Den now. Check in with our guy Chase Kitty, who joins us here on Send It In. Make sure you guys are following Chase on X at Chase A. Kitty, writer for BetMGM. Chase, great having you with us, sir. Excited to get your tennis play at Indian Wells, but of course, we got to talk some college basketball. We got the SEC tournament starting today in Nashville. We've all been waiting for this tournament just because of how great the SEC has been this year. How do you handicap that tournament? Who are some teams that people should keep an eye out for?
Dude, honestly, I have no idea. I know that's that conference this year. I mean, I know I'm supposed to like have a well-composed answer, but I really have no idea how you're supposed to go through that slog of teams and feel good about anybody winning that tournament. I think you can make a case at the top for a couple teams. I think you could say Alabama, when they're playing their best ball, are as good as anybody, yet they're third in the table, so there's value there. I think you could say I don't love Florida, but I know a lot of people do. And so you could say, hey, I think Florida's just straight up the best team in this conference. They might play the tournament well, and they're not at the top of the table value there. I think there's a case that Auburn, after losing their last two games of the regular season but being dominant throughout most of the SEC regular season, you could make a case that if those games had gone differently, their number would look a lot different, even though they're still the favorite to win the tournament. So I see a case at the top for those three teams. I think mathematically the more interesting case to me is, if you really think about the potential variance statistically of this tournament, there's like nine different teams that could win it. Go chase the value. Go chase the return that's down farther in the table. This is the most interesting tournament from that perspective, of trying to throw a dart with A&M at 25-1 or Kentucky and Mark Pope at 22-1. Go get Arkansas at 100-1. Like, I don't think they're going to win it, but they could, and 100-1 is a stupid number. Because you have all those short numbers at the top, you know that the seventh or eighth team, you know, because of the math on all the implied odds, the return is going to be just astronomical down there because of how the traders have to spin the math when you have multiple teams shorter than 10-1 like this. So I think this is the conference where you go throw a dart and look for a big return with something crazy. And the worst case scenario is, maybe you pick the right team and they go on a run, they get to the semifinals, and you have a lot of hedge opportunities at that point.
Yeah, I love it. We took a dart earlier, Chase, in the week with Texas A&M at 30-1, so I'm with you, right? This conference, as we know, has been so deep this year. Certainly could be worth a look at taking some longer shots. What about the Big Ten? I also took a long shot on Oregon at 20-1. They got Indiana tomorrow. If they win that game, they got to take down Michigan State. But a lot of interesting teams. There's people out there that like Maryland, maybe even like Wisconsin or Illinois. How do you look at the Big Ten?
I don't hate the Oregon play. I think if I was going to try to throw a dart, that's the one I would do. I think the Big Ten and then also the Big East, which I imagine we'll talk about here in a second, those are the two where I'm not messing around and I'm just buying the team at the top because they're super hot. Michigan State is on such a Michigan State run right now. Ironically, because we're going to talk about the Big East in a second, but I think Michigan State is the one more so that comps to the 2011 UConn team more than anybody else right now. So I just want every piece of Michigan State real estate I can get. I mean, sure, the Big Ten tournament, fine. I think if you're betting the top of a tournament like that at 250, like I don't see a lot of return there. So I probably am keeping my principal small. But in terms of like amassing Michigan State positions, you got to be looking at Final Four odds. You got to be looking at, I think 22-1 is what I saw yesterday at BetMGM for the national championship. And again, you're taking these futures positions not just because of the straight position that you are getting, but also the hedge potential that you end up with if you have 22-1 and they're two games away from winning the national championship. You just have so many options at that point in how you attack the remaining games. So I would bet everything possible on the board with Michigan State right now, starting with the 250 to win the Big Ten tournament.
Interesting. Okay, so you're high on Michigan State. I'm not, so that's great. Definitely want to talk about that next week when we have the bracket and see their path. But you mentioned the Big East, Chase. Definitely want to talk to you about the Big East. It almost feels like St. John's is a little too easy, right? Just because they have Patino, they've been the best team, they're at home. UConn's down this year. Creighton is missing Pop Isaacs, and it's a really good job by McDermott that they've kind of gotten to this point. I took a shot on Marquette because nobody likes them right now. They haven't beaten a tournament team since early January. I think they beat Xavier tomorrow. I think they get revenge for what happened on Saturday after losing on the buzzer beater to St. John's. I took a shot with Marquette at 6-1. How do you see the Big East?
I've tried so hard to come up with an argument not to bet St. John's to win the Big East because I have the same instinct that you do. It's just, yep, it feels too easy. I mean, like when the market opened a few days ago, I think St. John's was something like -130 to win that tournament. So I think largely the market also felt that way. Like, oh, I'm not doing this at this buy point. Like, this cost is too heavy. Now that it's come into a +140, I do think I'm probably betting St. John's at this point. They're 14-1 since January 1st. They have ripped through the Big East for the most part. It just feels like they're the best team. And in conference tournament season, anything can happen, obviously. And that's why you don't necessarily want to bet straight money line favorites. You don't necessarily want to always lay the points. Like, this is the time to bet longer numbers and money line underdogs. But in this tournament and the Big Ten, it's just, for me, it feels like I know exactly what I have with the top team, and I know exactly what they are relative to everybody else. And I just don't feel great about the challengers. So I'm buying at the top of the market and hope I don't regret it.
And then the last one I want to talk to you about, Chase, is the Big 12 championship. The second round is underway right now with Iowa State. I've tried to make the case, like you, kind of trying to pick a team outside of St. John's, and ultimately you come back to the Johnnies. I've tried to do the same against Houston. I've tried to make a case for Iowa State, maybe Kansas, but at the end of the day, I kind of just think Houston ends up winning the Big 12. How do you see that conference playing out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give you my best shot, which is, I think it's hard to make the case against Houston as a basketball argument on the court. I think the easier argument is when you look at the Big 12 tournament and what this is historically with the depth of the conference and everything. This is not a conference tournament that the number one seed wins very often. Mm-hmm. For whatever that's worth, right? Independent events, and there's no bearing on the 2017 Big 12 tournament to now. So, you know, we factor that in, we take that into account. But generally speaking, if you're playing number one seed versus the field in the Big 12, the field wins most of the time. I went back to 2014, so the last 10 Big 12 tournaments. The number one seed won 3 of the 10 times. Somebody else won the other 7. And if you look at the 3 times the number one seed did win, all 3 of them were Kansas teams playing pseudo home field advantage games in Kansas City, and one of those 3 Kansas teams won the national championship in 2022. And Kansas people hate when you point out that they get a home field boost for this. Give me a break. The Kansas football team literally played in Kansas City while they're rebuilding their home stadium last season. So it is a home field advantage. I am skeptical that that carries over to teams that aren't the Jayhawks. So I think if you're making a case against Houston, I think that's the case. This is a tournament and a conference where the middle of the pack jumps up and wins. The problem is identifying the challenger. I think for me, I wouldn't go too long here. This isn't the SEC for me. I'm looking at Texas Tech and I'm looking at BYU because I think they give you longer returns, but they're still like quality top of the conference teams that I think is the right blend of goodness but also return. And to add on to that, to go back to the individual games that you were talking about before I came on, I thought your single game handicaps were dead on for almost every Big 12 game you mentioned. I'm a West Virginia guy. I hate us today. I would not lay points with this team in this zone. No way. I thought I don't even remember what the other games were. I think I'm head to head. Kansas State. I like Kansas State a lot. Yep. I think I'm head to head against you in Iowa State, Cincinnati. But the other games, I thought you were dead on for.
Love it. Anything else you like today, Chase, on the college basketball card?
Lamar plus 12.5 in the Southland title game. They have already played McNeese twice. McNeese is a giant favorite. They're minus 500 to win this conference tournament. So that's kind of what you're dealing with, is a clear favorite that is laying a juicy, crazy number because they have to, because that's what the market buy point is. Lamar covered. They didn't win either game this year so far, but they covered both of them because they were big double-digit numbers. And I think you're kind of getting that today as well with a 12.5. I want to say it opened at 10.5 and has been pulled out. So a really nice sort of counter buy point there. Northwestern minus 2.5, I think, is a pretty strong bet. I loved your USC bet. I had the exact same reaction of the casual person coming in and thinking, isn't Ace Bailey supposed to be in the NBA draft this year? USC, absolutely. I like that a lot. I mentioned I kind of had a lean on Cincy. Rhode Island, I would probably lay the points at just because I think Fordham is kind of dead in the water, and 4.5 is an easy enough buy point. And I'm Vanderbilt money line. So I'm pseudo against you on that, pseudo. But I know you were just first half.
Yeah, first half on Texas. So hopefully Texas up by 1.5. Chase, Vandy can win the game. In about 30 seconds, you're obviously deep into the weeds in college hoops, but also tennis in Indian Wells. What do you like for us today out in Palm Springs?
Jack Draper -130 against Taylor, I think, is the correct play. I think the number is interesting there. He's on such a hard court heater right now, 9-2 this calendar year. And then on the women's side, Coco Gauff playing Belinda Bencic. Should be a great match. I don't want to take a position on the side. I do think that's a three-setter, though, and you can buy that at +135 at BetMGM for that match to go over 2.5 sets between Bencic and Gauff.
Love it. Chase Kitty. Make sure you guys follow him on X at Chase Kitty. Check out his stuff on BetMGM. Does great work writing for BetMGM. Chase, always great having you on the show, man. Enjoy College Hoops. Looking forward to talking about the bracket with you next week.
Yeah, man. We'll get into it all next week.
Absolutely. Can't wait. All right, guys. Let's go a little golfing with Glasser now. So we got the Players' Championship at TP Sawgrass starting tomorrow. Going to bring on my guy, Shawnee Sharp. We'll run through a couple of these as we always do on a Wednesday, see if we can find some good bets. Shawnee Sharp, what do we got up first?
Yeah, Peach, we'll go through these here quickly here. First round leader, Sepp Straka, 50-1, or Shane Lowry, 50-1?
Going with Shane. There are a lot of people that like Sepp Straka this week. He's a great ball striker. He plays good on Florida golf courses, but Shane's been red hot. He was in the lead in the second round of API last week. I'd look at him 50-1 this week, so I'll go with Shane.
All right, to miss the cut here, Wyndham Clark +120 or Victor Hovland +125?
Going with Victor. He just hasn't been right this season, and this is not the kind of golf course where you try to find your game. I actually like that plus money price a lot. I don't get why Wyndham and Victor are priced like the same. I think Wyndham's got a chance at maybe winning this thing. He came runner-up last year. I'll go with Victor Hovland to miss the cut.
All right, how about to make the cut? It's a special over at BetMGM, so a three-leg parlay here. Ludwig Aubert, Tommy Fleetwood, and Justin Thomas to all make the cut is +115.
Kind of like that, Sean. I like all three of those guys. I think Ludwig's going to have a good week. Justin Thomas is a former winner here. Tommy Fleetwood is one of the more accurate golfers on tour. Can't wait to see who ruins this for us, but I like that a lot, especially getting it at +115. I'm in.
All right, top 10 finishes here. Hideki Matsuyama at +250 or Justin Thomas at +250?
Yeah, let's go with Hideki. So we've talked about, of all the tournaments that they play on the PGA Tour, the Players is one of those that is always the most high variance. You can win it one year, miss the cut the next year. Hideki has been one of the more steadier players at this event. He's finished in the top 10 three of the last 4 years. He's in good form. I'll go with Hideki +250.
All right. Top 20 finish, Nick Taylor +650 or Mats Fitzpatrick +650.
Oh, yeah, like Nick Taylor. We went with him last week. I'm coming right back with him again this week, and I don't want any part of Matt Fitz right now. Nick Taylor's playing good golf, good ball striker. He should be in contention this week if he makes his putt, so I'll go Nick Taylor.
All right, we'll finish up with two different BetMGM specials at hole 17, as we know is such a famous hole. How many balls will go in the water during the tournament this week, Peach? 51 or less is -145, or 52 or more is at +110.
What a good question. I know if I was playing it all four rounds, you could already chalk me up for like 17, but I'm not. So I'll go over 52, though, at +110. If the wind picks up on any day while they're playing, I mean, you could be looking at like 25, 30 balls in the water just that day. So I think for that alone, you got to look at the over, especially at plus money. We'll go over 51.5.
All right, and last one here, another BetMGM special for the 17th hole. Will Scottie Scheffler hit any tee shot in the water? It's at 3-1. Or will there be a hole-in-one during the whole tournament on hole 17? It's at +165.
It's a good question. I'm going to go with Scottie to hit one in the water at +300. First off, it's more value. And Scottie has just not really been himself as of late. B-Mills, I see you in the chat saying you're going back to well, taking Scottie at top 5 at -110. He's obviously won this event two straight years. Nobody's ever done that, let alone win it three straight times. And Scotty, even though he's still an elite ball striker, he's not quite where he was last year. And all it takes is just one shot on this golf course with all the water lurking all around. I would look at Scotty to go in the water at 3-1. So, B-Mills, because I don't like it, you know that usually means that Scotty's going to finish in the top 5 and he probably wins. I am a little worried about Scotty, though, this week. You also have two totals at your eye in Nevada, Fresno, over 137.5. Iowa, Ohio State over. I like the Iowa, Ohio State over. I know Iowa screwed you in the last game, so they owe you one. I think they'll get it back for you tonight. And then you say, no, PJ, I'm a USC fan. This team is rough. They are off B Mills, but again, I think they're the fact they're favored against a Rutgers team that the public's probably going to be all over because of Bailey and Harper. I think USC is the right side tonight. I'm not going to pick them in their next game, but I think they can win for us tonight and take down Rutgers. All right, another promo from our friends at BetMGM. And BetMGM is the place to be to bet golf this season. The sportsbook born in Vegas is introducing golf as the newest sport to their Second Chance family. Starting this week with the Players' Championship, place an outright wager. If your player finishes second, including ties, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM is the only place to get your full winnings for ties and dead heats in golf to go along with best-in-class odds and live betting experiences. Offer is only for PGA events and the four majors this season. So make sure you take advantage of that. We're going to give out our golf plays here in a little bit. Let's start with our best plays of today, though, in college hoops. We're going to that Rutgers-USC game. I like USC to win, but I like Dylan Harper to go off tonight. Over 18.5 points for Dylan Harper. You think about what he did early in the season. Neutral site games, going up against good teams. He was cooking. I think he's going to cook tonight. Go for at least 20. Over 18.5 points for Dylan Harper. Give me Navy plus 4.5 tonight against American in the Patriot League Championship game. I take some money line as well. And that I've been talking about it. USC money line against Rutgers is going to be my favorite play of the day. As for the Players' Championship, folks, here is the full card. Hideki and Shane Lowry, those are my two outright plays. Look at Ludwig and Shane at top 10, and then Nick Taylor and the Gim Reaper, Doug Gim, plus 350 to finish in the top 20. And then once again, our best bets, Dylan Harper over points, Navy plus 4.5 against American, takes the money line as well, and then USC money line against Rutgers. Those are going to be our favorite plays of the day. We went over a bunch of plays today when we went off the glass. Make sure if you missed the show, you go check that out on the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Reed Wallach going to join us tomorrow. What a day today and tomorrow. We got a College Hoops. Can't wait to see you guys tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.